This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is why the silver tsunami is changing the real estate market as we know it. But before we get started, I want to touch base with you guys again and just say, hey, how you doing? I hope you're doing well in all matters of health and prosperity and hopefully in terms of your real estate investing as well. So I just want to encourage you and hopefully these tips we'll be giving you and things, information here will also help you to do well. So let's move on. Hey, you know, we had a recommendation from one of our listeners. They said, this anonymous person said, you know, you always do the tip of the week. Instead of the tip of the week, do like the word of the week. Because, and that's a really good idea. I mean, I'm not only saying that because it was a recommendation by my daughter, who happens to be an avid listener of the program, Ariana. Hey, just give it, shout out right here. Okay. Anyway, well, it is a good idea because I was thinking there might be a lot of people that are just starting out, and we throw out a lot of terms sometimes, assuming everyone's going to know what they are. You know, we'll be talking about syndications, and we're talking about LPs and GPs and, all these different terminologies, or we'll be talking about sophisticated investors versus accredited investors, and that's just in the syndication world, but we do throw out a lot of stuff. So, hey, I'm going to do a word of the day this time. I might do a word of the day and a tip, but not today. Today, I'm just going to do a word of the day because that's just what's going to happen. So anyway, the word today actually is part of the title of the topic today. The topic being why the silver tsunami is changing the real estate market as we know it. What is a silver tsunami? What am I talking about, right? Well, some of you that have been hearing me talk about senior living and how I'm stoked about the opportunities in senior living and how we are building ground up facilities for senior living and assisted living. Well, we use that term a lot. And the silver tsunami, for those of you that don't know, is really where a lot of us listening to the show right now are. We're part of the baby boomer generation. Yeah, people born between 1946 and 1964. And we're also known as the baby boomers, right? Well, 10,000 people a day are turning 65 years of age in this baby boomer bubble here. And as that bubble moves along, that they're getting, as baby boomers are getting older and older and older, it impacts a lot of things. Now, these are sort of post-World War II babies, and we have grown up and now, we got grandkids and stuff. But basically, it is this silver tsunami is this huge wave that is basically just moving across and impacting the market and housing and all kinds of stuff. So that I just wanted to define that before we jump into today's topic. But it's a huge thing, and it does impact things. And so what we're going to be talking about here is how this wave is going to impact the market, what kind of opportunities there will be for people as well. So real estate investors just need to be aware that a silver tsunami is forming, a huge wave of homes expected to hit the market as baby boomers,
Okay, and I mentioned those between 1940, born between 46 and 64. Age, and they downsize and then eventually die, right? So this is going to impact housing in a pretty significant way. Now, Zillow put numbers to what's increasingly apparent all around us when it issued a report last December that showed people 60 or older own 33.9% of all owner-occupied homes in the U.S., a number that rises to 55.2% when the data raids Gen X to include people 50 and older. So you put in that 50 plus group, and then it goes up to 55, half of the housing market. So this massive baby boomer generation has already begun aging into retirement and will begin passing away in large numbers in coming decades, releasing a flood of currently owner-occupied homes that could hit the market, that could help end the last few years' inventory drought, as well as more fundamental shortages of homes in certain places. That's what this report says. Now, Pew Research reported in April that millennials, people aged between 34 and 39, have overtaken baby boomers, okay, aged 56 to 74, as the nation's largest age group by a count of 72.1 million to 71.6 million. So it's pretty close numbers there. Zillow says that approximately 730,000 homes were released into the market each year by owners 60 and older from 2007 to 2017. So from 2017 to 2027, and from 2027 to 2037, that number is set to rise to 920,000 and 1.17 million per year, respectively. The listings firm, Zillow, says that this means more than 27% of today's owner-occupied homes will become available by 2037. So right now we're saying there's a shortage of housing, but all of a sudden there may be a glut of housing as those dates come up here. Ultimately, Zillow's report suggests that nearly 28% of the nation's currently owned owner-occupied homes are likely to hit the market in the next 20 years. But that effect won't be even. Areas that are popular with retirees will see the most available inventory, and oversupply may be more likely to occur than in other areas where younger generations are moving in larger numbers. So if you look at, you know, large retirement areas, things like that, you know, Florida, Arizona, they may see this phenomenon a little bit earlier. So according to Zillow, hot markets to come include Salt Lake City, Atlanta, Austin, Dallas, and Houston. Meanwhile, Arizona and Florida are likely to feel the most dramatic impact. Zillow says with some traditional retirement communities in those states, nearly two-thirds of their owner-occupied homes going on the market in the next couple of decades will be a reality. So that's a lot of homes. So there's going to be a chart in our show notes if you want to take a look at it. It talks about some of the top areas that are going to feel this pretty quickly. Places like Tampa, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, Florida, metro area, Tucson, Nogales, Arizona. And then you got the Miami-Fort Worth area, a lot in Florida. But then you've got also places like in Ohio, Dayton, Springfield, Sydney, Ohio, places in Tennessee, Knoxville, Morristown. And so you can look at the chart when you get a chance. But it shows you these areas that are likely to have a bunch of these owner-occupied homes released. So the big question here is, you know, can millennials be expected to pick up the pieces? There are multiple ramifications to this demographic reality that real estate investors should consider. First, the construction industry and remodelers might find themselves emphasizing renovations more as new construction gives way to upgrading existing homes, especially in areas that have excess inventory and little new land to build on. Also, of course, there's the need for senior living options such as assisted living and nursing home facilities, along with condos, apartments, and other downsizing options. They're popping up all over the country, and that's perhaps not likely to ease up anytime soon. Then there's the question of whether millennials, our largest generation, will have the wherewithal and desire to pick up all that excess inventory. It's easy to assume they'll have the same desire for homeownership of their predecessors, but they're facing a very different economic reality that the pandemic has put into stark relief. Student debt remains a major issue, as are high housing costs in many markets versus what people are making on the job. So to kind of look at individual perspectives from some industry participants here, to get some perspective on this question, real estate agents and other industry participants are making comments about this. A guy named Matt Van Winkle, broker, owner, and attorney at REMAX in Seattle. He says baby boomers tend to be staying in their homes longer than previous generations for a few reasons, including better health. But also, as home prices have risen, it's hard to effectively downsize right now. Older sellers look at how much they can sell for, but it's hard for a lot of the senior population to find something smaller or less expensive to move into unless they plan to move to a new city. People are also working harder than previous generations, so we're not seeing the same retirement sales cycles as in the past. In most major markets, there have been extensive buyer demand for the past few years, and new construction is nowhere near the level necessary to meet demand. Plus, in many cities like Seattle, with high wages and strong job markets, and I don't know how that's being impacted right now with the riots up there, but there isn't anywhere left to build. Therefore, this particular guy, Matt Van Winkle, says he expects that in major cities, even with an increase in homes for sale, there's significant demand to absorb these homes. James McGrath, co-owner of Yorovo Brokerage in New York City, says the wave of supply from the coming silver tsunami isn't necessarily a problem as long as there's also the wave of demand. The problem boomers will face is selling their McMansions, for lack of a better term, those huge homes that folks have purchased and held on to for a while. Millennials have prioritized location and lifestyle over size. A massive home far from the office and downtown and the constant headache and expense of maintaining such a home isn't appealing to them. Now, I might add a note there that millennials now seem to be moving to the suburbs since COVID, because there is they can work remotely, and that has really is changing the shift to where millennials may buy. So that could also affect this. He continues to say a boomer selling a condo downtown or home in a nearby suburb won't have a problem, but those 4,000 plus square foot homes in the middle of nowhere are going to face a rough market over the coming years or even decades. John Castle, a realtor from Keller Williams in Ottawa, Ontario, says millennials are building families on smaller budgets. To do that, they're looking for inexpensive family homes. Consequently, we're seeing price compression. The prices of the least expensive homes are rising faster than the prices of more expensive homes. The coming wave of larger boomer-owned homes combined with millennial demands for smaller, more affordable options does not bode well for the values of these larger homes. So boomers selling mid-century modern suburban homes will fare better. The majority of the homes in the inner suburbs, typically mid-century modern homes, are occupied by boomers. These homes are older and smaller, and so the structures tend to be less expensive for both of those reasons. They're also closer to the core. Consequently, compared to other recently built suburban homes, mid-century homes are more walkable and have better access to transit, which better fits the millennials' eco-conscious values. Bruce Alien, a realtor and attorney with REMAX Town and Country in Atlanta, says it's understandable people think the smaller number of millennials will have difficulty finding the homes boomers leave as they mature in the housing cycle. On a macro level, this is not much of a problem because we have not built a sufficient number of homes to fill the national demand for housing. The impact of demographic change will be felt in different ways in different markets. In Sunbelt and Western markets, where there are employment and population growth, there's a shortage of homes. In the Northern and Central markets, where jobs are declining and young people are moving to places with better employment opportunities, there's a surplus of homes. The market addresses these imbalances by price adjustments. We see this happening now, and as demographic and geographic change occurs, surpluses and shortages and price declines will continue and increase. And Andrew Latham, certified personal financial counselor and managing editor of Supermoney in Raleigh, North Carolina, says, "I can see why some analysts are concerned by the so-called silver tsunami. The total inventory of homes owned by boomers and pre-boomers is worth about $13.5 trillion, or 75% of the U.S. annual economic output. However, many boomers still have a mortgage when they enter retirement and are entering retirement with less savings and more debt than previous generations. The concern is they won't be able to afford their homes and start unloading tens of millions of homes on a saturated housing market. A sudden glut of unsellable properties could certainly trigger a real estate crash as we have never seen before. But I don't think it's something we should worry about. Baby boomers are not a monolith. Although many will choose to downsize and some will age out of housing, it will be a gradual process." So in conclusion, the simple reality that millions of aging boomers will be selling their homes in the coming years tends credence to the notion of a silver tsunami housing market to come as the senior population adds a surge of new housing inventory. How that plays out in individual markets depends on whether the area is seeing a housing shortage or oversupply, where mortgage rates where they are at that time, and how these markets' older residents want to spend their retirement and golden years. And just as crucially, what is now the younger generation of millennials and younger people coming up behind view home ownership will determine the future of many local markets and the investment opportunities they present. So the bottom line really is what the baby boomers will do and what millennials will do. And we don't really know for sure. There's a lot of speculation. In fact, some baby boomers are staying in their home all the way through and they move into hospice care and they may pass away in their homes. Others want to get out as soon as possible and just free up the responsibility and live somewhere maybe that they been wanting to live, move into a smaller place so that they don't have to take care of or cut the lawn. Baby boomer generation is pretty diverse. So a lot of things can happen. And likewise with millennials, we don't really know what their buying habits will be until we're there. Well, that's it for today. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here today can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode entitled "Why the Silver Tsunami is Changing the Real Estate Market as We Know It." So until next time, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.